This is the spoiler-filled review of 10 Cloverfield Lane, starring John Goodman, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and John Gallagher Jr. So, if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause, come back later, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So, the synopsis is as follows, supported by IMDb. After getting in a car accident, a woman is held in a shelter by two men who claim the outside world is affected by widespread chemical attack. So first and foremost, this movie, suspenseful as crap. There's a whole lot of scenarios where things go wrong, things look a little weird, and I like the fact that they put Howard in a corner where it's like, all right, every single time you look at him, it's either you think he's a creep or you think he's a genius. So most of the time, you look at him as a creep, like, all right, when Michelle first comes down, you see that she's locked up, and it's like, oh, I'm kind of handcuffed to this extra part here. She's like, oh, what's exactly happened here, sir? And all my clothes are off. I don't like this. So after that, they get a little friendly, and of course, that's where you see in the trailer where she hits him over the head and try to go upstairs. So when she goes upstairs, this lady comes to the window looking all jacked up, like a chemical warfare has happened. So it makes him look like he's a genius. Like, okay, you're actually telling the truth. I'll believe you semi. So when that happens and finishes off, they come back down, they act friendlier. And then other events happen where he talks about his daughter, then shows a picture of his daughter, quotation marks. Of course, you can't see me because I'm talking to you right now. So when they show the picture, it's like, oh, this girl looks nice. Okay, cool. Not too long afterwards, she debunks the whole process of that is not his daughter. So she gets this little earring, and she knows, like, oh, this looks like in the picture, and it's all bloody. And it's like, hold on. Didn't he say the daughter and them left out? So, of course, Emmett, which is the guy that is in the trailer as well, he tells him, like, that's not his daughter. His daughter looks like something else. Of course, from there, I'm like, now Emmett looks kind of suspect. And Howard, I'm not sure exactly what's going on. So then they paint up another story where Howard is just a creep. After a while, he screams at Michelle really, really quickly, very easily. It's like his rules or you get out kind of thing. So he has a bucket of acid that he puts under his stairwell, which is a creepy serial killer move right there. Like, how are you going to have a bucket of acid just to have it laying around? Like, that's crazy. So he ends up interrogating them because after a while, they end up trying to figure out how to get out. So Michelle, she's calmed down her level of anxiety just so she could think and try to get out this location. So, of course, they get caught. They definitely get caught because, you know, they're both novices. So Howard caps them both. And then the ultimate craziness happens. He shoots Emmett in the face. Straight up like, bang! Rap for you. And then he goes, and she's like distraught because she's like, oh, my friend, you killed him. Like, straight up, cold murder. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. So he ended up throwing Emmett inside that bucket of acid. I'm like, wow, that's very, very creepy. And, oh, it's like an axe murderer. I don't know why. So once that's over, you have it where things get creepier. So Howard has basically shaved his face off. So he had stubble before. Stubble, like, little beard of sorts. And after he kills Emmett, he shaves his face off and is like, oh, yeah, you want some ice cream? I'm like, wow, such a creep. Oh, I love the fact that director and the screenwriter is able to bring it back to make it where Howard is a creep. And it's like, even if you root for him, like, oh, yeah, he's doing some good stuff. It's like, oh, but then you're kind of creepy. Like, you really are. Like, the creep level's going up and up and up and up. So it's crazy to see that happen. So that's basically the whole movie. The one downfall of the movie, though, is the ending. So the ending, for me, was horribly weak. It's the point where you're on the ride for this whole, I'm not sure how long, like an hour and a half, whatever have you. I think it's an hour and a half. It's roughly an hour and a half. So you're along for this ride. And instead of being like, yeah, let's go, let's figure out something else and do it, she gets out. She finds out that there is an alien attack. Howard was correct. So, of course, bang, again, make it look like, oh, Howard wasn't crazy. He's actually smart. So that happens, and she's basically the MacGyver of the story. She builds a Molotov cocktail, throws it at the alien, kills it, and then drives off. The end. I was like, oh, okay. I was with you until the ending. The ending was crap. But hey, otherwise, the rest of the movie is awesome. Awesomeness besides awesomeness. It's a lot of suspense, a lot of thrills. I just spoiled the whole craft. I just gave you the whole storyline. That's basically how it is. But every single part was great, except for the ending. And it was crap. I could not say it more. And it was crap. I wish they'd changed it to something else. I really was rooting for her to die. I'm not sure why. Because every time they centered on her when she was outside, I was like, something's gonna grab her and kill her. And it's like, I'm waiting for it. Nope. Okay, she gets out. Oh, gets in the car. Oh, no, nothing come to kill her. It's like, come on, guys. And I'm like, where's that dog thing? That dog thing was following her for a good while and just stopped. I guess because its master got hurt, it went to help the master, I'm guessing. But yeah, it just fell flat at the end. I really wish they cleaned up a little better. But hey, that's just my thoughts. Besides that, everything else made you question what exactly is real, which was the purpose of this movie. It did quite well. For 90% of this movie, you're questioning what exactly is real, what's happening, is Howard a creep, is he really smart? So it plays it off well. It's back and forth, playing off pretty awesomely. So it's a very cool movie in that kind of aspect. Another thing I found was bad was the L filtration unit. To get to it is a hard task. It's a small enough hole just for her alone. So I'm like, Howard, how exactly are you going to change it if she's the only one who can get through it? I was like, unless you go outside, because there's another way. You go outside, even when you come outside, it's locked from inside anyway. So it's like, dude, how are you getting to this location here? You're not small. So I was like, that plot hole is like, okay, you made it where she's going to escape anyway. So it felt weird for that part as well. But I say 90%. That's the one I just spoke about was in that 10% of, didn't really work out so well for the story. But all in all, I'll say you could watch this for a regular ticket price or matinee. What you could do is just flip a coin. Heads, matinee, tails, regular ticket price. Whatever it falls on, you do it. It's definitely one of those things where, if you think about it, it was a good movie. But the ending does bring it down quite a few pegs. It really does. But hey, but that's my thoughts. I want to hear your thoughts. Let me know in the comments down below. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DwightAntC. That's DwightAntC. Again, that's DwightAntC. Let me know what you thought. You could even message me and say, oh, I thought so too, or whatever have you. And even comment on this. It's going to be on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. It's going to be on all the social medias for Bring On Reviews. And, yep, that's my review. I'm out!